This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day featuring Father Mark Lawler of St. Therese Catholic Church of Mooresville.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in. The one who arrived had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Jesus.
I saw an article a few days ago saying that faith is in decline. And I'm not going to dispute the writer of that article in some places, in some parts. But that's certainly not been my experience, especially this Holy Week, beginning last Sunday, Palm Sunday, and throughout the Paschal Triduum this week, and of course today, and we have another Mass going on right now over in the St. Ignatius Chapel, and I think that the faith is very much alive here on this hill today. As pastor, it's always a joy to see a capacity, a facility used to its limits, and parking insufficient for all of the parishioners and guests that we have here today. And there's a reason for this. Faith is alive in the resurrection of our Lord, a sense of victory, and that we too are called to share in that victory. It's almost as if you had a winning team, even the ones that didn't participate in the contest can still say that they're a part of the team. And as Christians, we are part of the Lord's team. And so his victory is our victory as well. A great joy that we have today, and certainly a beautiful day after the last couple days of rain, and bright sunshine, and fresh air. Last night was a beautiful time in our parish. We had the Easter Vigil, and which begins with the Easter fire, and we're fortunate that we have a covered walkway where we had the Easter fire. And there's a theme in Scripture of darkness to light. And the Easter Vigil, for those of you who haven't ever experienced it, begins with the church in the dark, and then the candlelight procession, and the lights are turned on, and the whole sense from darkness to light, really from death to resurrection. We had a number of people last night here in the old baptismal font. This is the one from the old church. It's now a restaurant on North Main Street. And a few years ago, I was walking out to the mailbox, and I noticed the writing on this beautiful marble carved font, and looked it up and said, "Well, that's scripture." And so, you know, unless you were born of water and the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. It's in Latin here, probably 100 years old or so. Came from the old church, and when I saw it on my way to the mailbox, it was filled with dirt and weeds. And I was surprised that the baptismal font that had served generations had become a planter. So we decided to bring it back into use, and a parishioner made this fine base for it on wheels. But we used this last night. We had 17 baptisms last night and about 40 confirmations and a number of First Communions. Shows that the faith is alive here. And one of the things about Christianity is a revealed religion, God's self-revelation of himself. And no one ever became a Christian in isolation. It's a faith that's been passed on from one generation to the next. After the coming of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, the apostles went out and preached, and that was the beginning of the church, from one generation to the next, to us as well. And a number of our candidates last night who were received into the church, they had a good example from family members, from co-workers, from neighbors, just from their own study, come to the realization of the faith. And so certainly that is one of the joyful times for us in the parish when we see the new members coming in. We've already had more than 100 new families in our parish just since the beginning of the year. We're just just barely finished the first quarter of the year. So certainly a great, great blessings and for all of us. The message of the empty tomb, it was not to be kept inside, it was to be shared with others, even as the apostles ran to the empty tomb, not to delay at all, not to procrastinate. When they arrived, the stone had been rolled away. I think there's a symbolism in that as well. Stones are heavy. Stones, you know, in a certain sense, can weigh us down. So today we remember the stone has been rolled away. Let our worries and cares, you know, put our trust in divine providence. It was a couple praying in the church yesterday as I was getting set up for the vigil, and they just asked for prayers. They're going through a very tough situation, and you know, they came to the right place to pray, to come to the church, newly relocated to this area. It is a hope for us. Jesus, the resurrection is the cause for our hope. We've had a lot of funerals in recent years, and again, those are very sad experiences, especially the grieving family members and loved ones. But the hope that we have is that through death, through his death on Calvary, the Lord paid the debt for human sin, and by the resurrection, he opened for us the path to eternal life, that where he has gone in the resurrection, the ascension of our Lord, we too hope to follow. So again, our Christian witness as well, to have a positive influence on others that we meet. That passage, the second reading from 1 Corinthians about yeast. And I bought one of those bread machines at the rummage sale last year for $10. And so I had to buy yeast. First time in my life I ever bought yeast. And to watch the dough rise, you can take open the lid and watch it rise. Well, that's an image for the church in the world, to be the yeast that will cause the whole environment to rise in a sense of virtue, in a sense of holiness, and in a sense of peace.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.